So just one clarification in the halakha, in the laws of Brit Milah, there is a three-way mahloket amongst the Rishonim and the proper procedure at a Brit Milah, how to make the berachot. Now there is no question that the moher, let's say, so he's doing the cutting, so he's going to make the beracha asher kiteshanu b'stav v'sivanu ala milah, because he's doing the actual cutting. The question is the first beracha, which is lehachniso b'brito shel Avraham Abinu, that's made traditionally by the Abi Aben. The question is, at what point in the ceremony does the Abi Aben make this beracha lehachniso? So as I said, there's a three-way machloket amongst the Rishonim. One opinion is the opinion of the Rashbam. It's brought down in the Tosafot in Shabbat Kuf Lamed Zayin. Rashbam says, we have a general rule that anytime you make a beracha, you're supposed to make it before the mitzvah. Over la'asiyatan. So therefore he says, that the Abin should make the beracha l'hachniso before the mohel even starts. That should be the beginning of the ceremony. L'hachniso, and then the mohel will take over. But it should be made right at the beginning. That's one extreme. That opinion also was shared, incidentally, by the Rif and Rabbeinu Abraham Beno Shel Harambam. However, to the other side, you have Rabbeinu Tam in Masechet Pesachim. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Berachav Lahachniso is not Birkat HaMitzvah. It's a Birkat HaShevach. After all, what are you saying? Lahachniso Birkat HaShevach, that God, you gave us the Zechut, that we're able to, you know, bring this child into the Brit Milah, which is a big mitzvah. It connects us to Avraham Abinu, Yud Gimel Beritot, Nikletu. So it's a praise of God on the mitzvah. We don't say Asher Kedeshanu, Mishotam V'Sivanu. That's Ala Milah, this is Lachniso. So it's Birkat HaShevach. Since it's Birkat HaShevach, says Rabbeinu Tam, you should make Birkat the end of the Milah, once the Brit Milah is over. Although you can question the text of that beracha according to Rabbeinu Tam. Lehachniso sounds like you're doing something in the future. But Tosafot will say that it's not referring to this Brit Milah per se, but lehachniso, the general principle, the general concept that we are machnis our children, b'brito shel Avraham Avinu. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And then you have the opinion of the Rosh, which is somewhere in the middle. The Rosh says, like a compromise, that you should make the beracha of lehachniso in between the milah and the piri'ah. That means after the brit milah is done, the cutting of the orla, and the child is still not considered halachically circumcised until they actually make the piri'ah. So therefore, the Rosh says, you make it in between that stage over there, so you're still catching over le'asiyatan, but you want to make it, you know, right before the end of the mitzvah is done. Shulchan Aruch actually is posek like the Rosh in Resa Mechen Yoreh Asif Aleph, and he says that you should make the beracha in between the milah and the piri'ah. Now it is clear that that is not our menhag, although it might be the menhag of the Timanim. It is not the menhag of the Sefer Adim, at least as brought down in the Sefer Makshirei Milah by Rabbi Eliyahu Shammah Levi, which is the handbook of the customs of Brit Milah as it was done in the old countries, in Syria and Damascus and then Halab. And he clearly writes in Makshirei Milah that the custom that we follow is like the Rashbam and Rabbi Abraham ben Oshel Harambam, that we make the Berachav Lachniso in the beginning of the ceremony before anything, and we do not follow Maran and this. There's a Minhag that preceded Maran, and in place of Minhag, we're not bound by the ruling of Maran. However, it should be pointed out that everybody would agree, even the opinions that say they make the Beracha in between, that if the father himself is the Mohel, so it would not be practical to do the Milah and then pause and say l'achniso b'bitu shtav rabbinu, and then go back and do the piri'ah. Number one, from a practical standpoint, you do the piri'ah immediately. Number two, you don't want the child to be mitzta'er, the tsar, if you're going to delay in the middle of that process to make a beracha. So therefore, all would agree in that case, for the Abi Abed to make the beracha of lachniso and alamila in the beginning, and then to do both processes together. So again, although Shulchan Aruch says to make the beracha in between the milah and the piri'ah, our custom is to make the beracha before the ceremony begins.